Please rise. Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Our text this morning is the epistle lesson, and specifically this morning, dear ones, we want to concentrate on verse 8, which I'll read again for our hearing. But since we belong to the day, let us be sober, having put on the breastplate of faith and love, and for a helmet, the hope of salvation. This is the word given to us today in our theme, you have been made ready for his return. No fear. Please be seated. My dearest brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, we all experience, don't we? We all experience heartache, sorrow, mourning. None of us are immune to it, especially your pastor. You know, it's very difficult, especially in this day and age, to be a Christian. Many think that there's no persecution of Christians in America, and they would be wrong. It's a battle each and every day. It's a battle within your family. It's a battle with your friends. It's a battle that you must join, though. Society thinks that we're foolish, that we believe in an air God that can't be proven. Your friends may be a bad influence on you, trying to lead you away from the truth of the Word and from your Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And then, on top of all of that, is our own sinful thoughts, our own sinful flesh. For each and every one of us are sinners, and I am the chief of sinners. We may feel like we're so ill-equipped. It may seem that the Lord has left us here on the battlefield. Yeah, he's made us ready, but then he's gone away, and he's not going to come back, and he's left us defenseless. But Paul tells us that we must endure until the day of the Lord. And the Lord certainly knows what we face in this world. Remember, he was the one who was scourged. He was the one who was crowned with thorns. He was the one nailed to a cross. He was the one who was despised by his own people. He was the one who endured the wrath of his heavenly Father. He was despised and rejected, and then he was buried amongst the sinners. No, you're not alone. And yes, you have been made ready. Yes, you have been made ready for his return. Therefore, we will have no fear. And how has he made you ready, dear ones? First, he has given you the breastplate of faith. The breastplate to the Roman soldier was so, so important. It wrapped around his front and around his back. It protected the heart. And Jesus has also given us a breastplate of faith that protects us. But the faith of many, yes, the faith of even many Christians, may often become distorted or misguided. You must never, ever look, dear Christian, for peace and security in people or things. Peace and security. Peace and security. Everyone's proclaiming it the same time that Paul was writing this. That was the mantra of the Roman Empire, the Pax Romana. Peace and security. There is no peace and security here on this earth. You know it, and I know it. Yet people look for peace and security in other people and in other things. Jesus himself tells us, be careful, or your hearts will be weighed down with carousing, drunkenness, and the anxieties of life, and that day will close on you suddenly like a trap, for it will come on all those who live on the face of the whole earth. Your Savior is telling you, be ready, be careful. Be careful how you live, dear little Christian. Be careful what you watch. Be careful what you listen to. If you're weighed down by carousing or drunkenness or the anxieties of life, one day the Lord will come and you'll be unprepared. It's like a trap that traps an animal. And the end result is that you will not live with your Lord forever. Also from our text this morning, Paul is telling us that we must never, ever misread the times and seasons. There's been a plethora of it. There's been many, many prophecies here recently that the Lord is coming on this day or the Lord's coming on that day. But Jesus tells us at that time, if anyone says to you, look, here is the Messiah, or there he is, do not believe it. For false messiahs and false prophets will appear and perform great signs and wonders to deceive, if possible, even the elect. See, I have told you ahead of time. You see, the Lord has told you. No one knows when he's coming. No one knows the day or the hour. Do not believe them. If you hear someone tell you, he's coming on Christmas Day, do not believe them. There may be someone coming, but it's not the Lord. And that's a different sermon for a different time, by the way. Lastly, you must never, ever become lazy or unprepared. Many of you know that I served a long time in the military. And there's one thing that we sergeants, we senior leaders abhorred. It was a lazy, unprepared soldier. Because a lazy, unprepared soldier will find him or herself dead and many along with him or her. And that's not acceptable. Jesus tells us, be dressed and ready for service and keep your lamps burning, like servants waiting for their master to return from a wedding banquet, so that when he comes and knocks, they can immediately open the door for him. You see, this text you will hear again. This text is from Luke chapter 12. You'll hear this text on Christmas, on New Year's Eve as we prepare to go into a new year. So more on that on New Year's Eve evening. But the point is, be dressed, be ready, be prepared. And you are, dear ones. The Lord himself has dressed you. The Lord himself has given you the weapons. The Lord himself has taught you. You are ready. No fear. No fear whatsoever. You see, the true faith that you have received there at your baptism is the gift of God. Faith isn't something that we acquire or find on our own. Faith isn't something that you can buy from the five and dime. Faith isn't something that you just dream up and say, well, I have it. No, you've been given it as a free gift in the name of the Father and Son and Holy Spirit. And so Jesus tells us, so faith comes from hearing, and hearing through the Word of God. Today, your faith is being strengthened. Each time you come to hear the preached Word in its truth and purity, law that you cannot save yourself, but gospel, Jesus has saved you. He has done the work for you. He is the Lamb of God who has taken away all your sins. As you hear that, your faith is being strengthened. The breastplate is being reinforced. And not only that, faith is the fruit of the Holy Spirit. You remember it, right? But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. And Paul also writes to the Ephesians something that we all should memorize. For by grace you have been saved through faith. And this is not of your own doing. It is the gift of God, not as a result of works, so that no one may boast. Faith results, dear ones, in you trusting your Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and trusting Him that He has prepared you, that He has given you the right weapons to defend yourself against the onslaughts and the flaming darts of Satan and this unbelieving world and those who will definitely persecute you. And this is His blessed assurance, the blessed assurance of your salvation, that He gives you also a helmet to wear. You see, it comes down to this. Some people call this the Luther verses. I call them God's verses. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes, to the Jew first and then to the Greek. For it is the righteousness of God that is revealed from faith for faith, as it is written, the righteous shall live by faith. And that's how you live. You live by faith in Jesus Christ, your Lord and Savior. And as your Lord is strengthening that breastplate of faith, He is also strengthening the breastplate of love. You see, that breastplate is a double breastplate. In today's world, when we hear the word love, and I realize that there are children present, but when we hear the word love in our world today, it's only lust. It's about what I can get out of love. It's all about me, myself, and I, and my own self-gratification. I don't care about my neighbor. I don't care about my loved one. I want to satisfy myself. I love myself. And what does John tell us in his first epistle? Do not love the world or the things in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. Christian love is a gift from God, a fruit of the Spirit. Remember, but the fruit of the Spirit is love. Love is that ability for you to serve your neighbor. It's the ability that a husband has to wake up at 3 a.m. and change his infant son's diaper so that mom can finally get a break. That's love. That's service to wife and to child. It's the child who cleans their room without being asked and doing their homework, without being cajoled and prodded and even punished. That's being a dutiful son or daughter. And that's love. It's a mother caring for her husband and her children, a father, a brother, a son, a daughter, serving their loved ones, even without being asked. That's Christian love, fulfilling your vocation. It enables you to serve each other, to serve you and to serve others with true devoted love, Christian love. So you see, that breastplate is doubly strong. It protects your heart. It protects all that is important. And then the Lord gives you the final defensive weapon, that helmet, the helmet of hope and salvation. So much of life right now, I know, seems hopeless. I can only speak from my heart, dear ones. I know the anguish and pain of many of you. I bear that pain and anguish also, for I pray for you daily and much. I know the heartache. I know the loss. I know the tears. I know the feelings of hopelessness. I know that the world is pressing heavy upon you, for it's also pressing heavy upon me. And Satan is constantly, relentlessly throwing his flaming darts at us. He will not stop. He will not give up. He wants you to renounce your faith. He wants you to turn from your Lord and Savior. He wants you to be in hell with Him forever. But you have been given weapons. Weapons that protect you. And that helmet of hope and salvation is the one that gives you that ultimate strength to know in your heart and mind that what the Lord has told you is true. Therefore, since we have been justified through faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have gained access by faith into this grace in which we now stand. My dear loved ones, you aren't standing on the battlefield alone. You see, the Valiant One is there with you, and he has prepared you, and he is fighting with you. And actually, he has already won the war. The battles will persist, but the war has been won. And on that great last day, you will lift up your head and you will behold your salvation. For you will see your Lord face to face. And all of this anguish, and all of this pain, and all of these tears, and all of the sorrow will be no more. For the old will pass away, and the new is come. With faith, love, and hope, you have this abiding armor. You have been equipped, dressed, and made ready. So much so that you actually live, dear ones. You actually live right now and forever in his kingdom. My dear brothers and sisters in Christ, as we now close, the hour has already come for you to be awake, for you to be ready. You have been made ready and prepared. Your salvation is nearer now than when you first believed. Yes, the night is nearly over. The day is almost here. So repent of your sin. Confess your sins unto God your Father, and he will cleanse you from all righteousness. He will forgive your sins. For the Lamb of God has died and taken away all your sins. And now freely gives to you faith and hope and love and salvation. All free gifts because you have been made ready for his return and you have no fear. Even so, come quickly, Lord Jesus. Come quickly indeed. Amen. Please rise. The peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus, now and forever. Amen.